What makes it mine? And really, it's a lot of different styles. Some are my own, some are borrowed, some are probably borrowed but not consciously. But they are all a tapestry of interwoven melodies, of which the voice is just one. Now, I don't write a song and then write an accompaniment for it. They come at the same time, and it's a bunch of different melodies interwoven, and the singer sings one of them, or two, or three, or in the case of that middle part of Eyes of God 2, four. And in the corollaries, it got up to nine once. So here's an example from of how the voices layer on top of each other in, it's a passage from King's Gate. We start with the flute and oboe. Clarinet plays a different melody. French horn, something different still. Bassoon has something really boring. I was a bassoon player in high school. I have no sympathy for bassoonists. Bassoon is off the beat in its line. So everybody's on the beat. They're just up, up, up. Okay. And now the violins. They have a little oompahs. In the second and the first, you're the little. So they've got the desk hand. Who I do have sympathy for is bass players, because they usually just boom, 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 boom. So I gave them something really cool. Is singing what the voice is singing. This is it all together. Anyway, that's a nice melody. Singing isn't the melody of interest, of greatest interest. Like, for example, we did Here's Haman. If you remember, we looked at all the motifs in Here's Haman. That's interesting. And listen to what the voice is singing in Here's Haman. See, this is all those nice little Haman motifs. And here's Annalee Hershey. Thing is true, and look at her in the intro. You've got all this, you know, this very interesting. stuff with the If I Perish. And then you've got this counter melody, which isn't really as interesting.
Someone has entered on
it. Not bad. That's all day.
It is your wife, Queen Esther. The law is very clear on this. Shall I order?
Also, has anybody noticed that in the confrontation?
A Jew like my cousin.
The music is the same as in the news. That's pretty obvious, right? It's pretty cool music. What the people are singing is exciting. It's really much. I'd be happier just to listen to the orchestra there. Of course, the orchestra doesn't have words. So. I really like counterpoint. I want to give you just a couple of more examples of counterpoint. One is in Haman's Rage. Did anybody recognize the five-verse stretto fugue in Haman's Rage?
Wait,
do you know what? Okay. Who knows what counterpoint is? It's like Bach, where you have, you know, different voices singing different melodies. It's kind of like what we just did in King's Gate. But there's this, a fugue is where you have a melody, which is played in one key, and then by one voice, and then another voice comes in a fifth up and plays it in the different key, and then you have a little bit of canoodling, and then the third voice comes in and plays it in the first key, and the fourth voice comes in and plays it in the second key, a fifth up, and however many voices you want in there, it keeps going, you know, first key, second key, first key, second key. And right at this point, give a man a fish, there's this fugue going on in the background. And I highlighted the voices in the fugue so you could pick out how you got this da 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 is played in each of the voices as they enter. Okay, now a stretto fugue is when another voice comes in singing the same melody but at a different tempo. So when the bass, Jeff in this case, comes in and goes, give a man a fish and you provide, it's the same da 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 da, okay, but it's a little bit slower. Typically in Bach, he will have it as a stretto, it'll be exactly half the tempo. This isn't exactly half the tempo, but I'm not Bach. So, but it sounds really cool. But now think of what Jeff is singing. I think it's Jeff. It's either Jeff or me.
I always get a speech.
Might be me. Well, we'll see. But now imagine it as part of the fugue, as the stretto. It's me. The idea. Just one last example to show how much I like counterpoint. I wrote some lounge music for one of the songs. That was Look at Her, and when it got to the end of it, I couldn't stand it, and I even put counterpoint in the lounge music.
Okay.
Okay, well. One other trick I like to do a lot is when I write a bass line, I like it to be just this descending bass line that goes down and down and down and down and down, and it just keep going. Same thing when I write a descant, I just like it to go uniformly up. Whatever the harmonies, I like to try to find some way of having the pitch go up or down so that I don't have to change directions. I don't know if it accomplishes anything aesthetically, but it's cool. So I'm going to play two passages where I did that. Here's one.
I find your premise most perverse.
Tommy.
How could it possibly be any worse? In every Persian satrapy, my people face catastrophe. Hanging as written on death warrant, this act of vengeance is so apart that it makes me
warm. I got 2.5 octaves on that one. Yeah, and almost as good. Is this loud enough, by the way? Is this everything fine? Okay, that's what I thought.
This shameful spectacle.
I find your premise most perverse.
Time out. Why is it doing that? Oh, that's a different one. 43 is what I'm looking for. Yeah.
Did you send a people into slavery and wait to free them once again?
There we go again.
Did you port the sea or turn the Nile to blood? Did you fashion a world and then destroy it with?
Isn't that cool? One other thing I like to do is that I like to echo the entrance of the voice in the accompaniment. So if the voice, were to come in with a line, the orchestra would come in with the same line a beat or two later. It sounds great to listen to. If you're singing to it and there's no conductor, I've discovered it's not so good. But anyway, listen for it. Whenever somebody gets off in the show, just say, "Ooh, I bet I know what's happening."